We're in the middle of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam following the Akedah. So we mentioned the Pasuk. Now, this whole Rabbeinu Shel Olam is based on mentioning Zechus Avos, mentioning the... Yeah. The Alekin of Akeva saying who is Yeah, but the Alekin of Akeva is already in Shemoneh Esrei. This same exact lesson is in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So it's... the Bis Yosef mentions the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So... Akedah itself is Hashem himself wrote it in the Torah. The lashon of the mechaber of the tour is it's a good thing to say it, not that you have to say it.
Okay, that's a tour, but that wasn't a.
That's the tour's origin.
Okay, so who put it into the Arizal?
No, the tour brings it. The tour has preceded the Arizal. Yeah. So this whole Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we say after the Akedah is we're beseeching Hashem to remember the merit of the Avos, specifically the Maisa of the Akedah. So we mentioned a pasuk here, which we started talking about last week. This pasuk is in Parshas Bechukosai. Hashem says, I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and also the covenant with Avram, I will remember, and I will remember the land. And then a couple of weeks ago, I already mentioned that the Shlach Kodesh wonders what this pasuk is doing in the middle of the Teichecha. In Parshas Bechukosai, this pasuk mamash appears. It's towards the end of the Teichecha, but it is still in the middle of the Klolos. So this pasuk seems to be a very good pasuk. I remember my covenant with Yaakov, my covenant with Yitzchak, my covenant with Avram. So why is this mentioned in the middle of the Teichecha? And the Shlach HaKadosh says, as I mentioned then, that you cannot compare the punishment of the... of a prince who does something that is inappropriate to the commoner who does something that's inappropriate. The commoner only falls one level, where the prince has fallen at least two levels by doing something that is even unbefitting of the commoner. So Hashem says, when you guys don't conduct yourselves properly, Zachati is Brisi Yaakov. I'm going to remember where you come from, and therefore we're going to. Hashem warns us that we are going to be punished more than anyone else would be punished, because there is more that is expected of us, since we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, interesting to note is that this is the only time in the Torah, when it says over here, V'zachati is B'risi Yaakov, it is the only time in the Torah where Yaakov is written with a Vav. Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Vav, Vez. Yaakov is always written without a Vav. Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Vez. And here is the only time where it's written with a Vav. And we need to understand why that is. So, I once suggested that the reason for this might be the following. In Parshas Chukas, there's a very interesting parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu sends messengers to the king of Edom, asking him for permission to pass through the land of Edom to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the king of Edom responds pretty rudely. So it's important to hear the actual psukim here. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Nabro Nova Atzacho, let us pass through your land. We won't go through any fields or vineyards. We won't drink the water of your wells. We will just walk through the path of the king. We won't deviate to the right or to the left until we pass through your boundaries. And Adam answered, do not pass through me, because I might come to greet you with the sword. So Bnei Yisrael said to him, "Amasila nala, we'll ascend through the path. And if we'll drink your water on Yomiknai, we or our animals, I'll pay for it. Rak ein dova, but agle avoda." So first of all, we need to understand what changed over here. Bnei Yisrael, all of a sudden, first they said, we won't drink. We won't drink the water of the well. And now they're saying, if we'll drink your waters, we'll pay for it. Did Adam say anything about drinking water? All they said is, don't pass through. I might come to greet you with a sword. So the Medrash on this parsha here says like this. The parsha immediately following this one in the Torah is the death of Aharon HaKohen. So the Medrash says, the Medrash brings the pasuk. Be'hischabercha im rasha parat alekim as masacha. Pasuk says, when you connect to the rasha, Hashem breaks through your actions. And the Medrash says, because Bnei Yisrael connected to Melech Edom, therefore, Hashem took away Aharon HaKohen. So all the Mefarshim have tremendous difficulty with this Medrash. Bnei Yisrael connected him to Edom. Bnei Yisrael didn't connect to Edom. They sent a message. We want to go through. And that, sending a message to Edom, was Al Pi HaDibur. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything unless Hashem told him to do so. So what kind of time is there on Bnei Yisrael for asking Melech Edom to pass through? No. He's on the left. 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 Immediately afterwards.
After
Mitzrayim. No. Mitzrayim was immediately after this.
Oh.
And the Medrash says it was a result of that. And why, how is this Midah connected Midah that Aharon HaKohen passes away because of this? So, there's a fascinating Chassam Sofer in Vayishlach, beginning of Vayishlach. The Medrash says, when Yaakov sent messengers to Esav, the Medrash says, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, the Medrash criticizes Yaakov. He calls him Machzik Ba'oznei HaKelev. The Medrash calls Yaakov, who's somebody who's grabbing on to the ears of the dog. Meaning, if you want to entice a dog, right, you grab onto its ears, it gets angry. So the Medrash criticized Yaakov. Why? Esav was in his land. He was sitting quietly. No one was bothering him. What did you have to send him? Send Malachim to him for? The question is, Yaakov didn't do this to entice Esav. He did it for the sake of Shalom. He did it for the sake of peace. I mean, look at the whole parsha over there. It's all about peace. Now, Yaakov Avinu says over there, in Lovan Garti, Rashi says, Garati is Gematria Taryag, tell us that what the message to Esav was. I live with Lavan, and I observed all 613 mitzvahs. So ask some sefer, what does Esav care? So he says that when Hashem gave the brachas to Avraham Avinu, the reason why Hashem gave him the brachas was because Avraham Avinu was a single person surrounded by idol worshippers. And despite the fact that he was surrounded by idol worshippers, Avraham Avinu maintained his emuna and publicized his emuna in the face of an entire world that was up against him. And because of that, he merited the brachas that Hashem gave Avraham. Brachas Avraham. Those brachas, Avraham gave over to Yitzchak. Now, says Chassam Sofer, Yitzchak and Rivka had the following argument. Who should get these brachas? Yitzchak said, Yaakov definitely should not be the beneficiary of these brachas, because Yaakov doesn't fit the bill. In order to deserve these brachas, one needs to be surrounded by Rishoyim, one needs to be surrounded by wicked people, and maintain their righteousness. So Esav is out there in the world, and according to Yitzchak, Yitzchak thought that Esav was a righteous person. He might not be as righteous as Yaakov, but he definitely is more worthy of these brachas. Yaakov is Yoshev Oyel. Yaakov is sitting in the tent learning Torah Yom Valayla. He has nothing to do with the outside world. So he definitely is not a candidate for the brachas, says Yitzchak. Esav, who's out there, and yet is still asking, Eich Masr Nesamelach, Eich Masr Nesateven, how do you... So he's maintaining his righteousness on his level, despite the fact that he's surrounded by Rishoyim. He deserves the brachas. So Yitzchak wanted to give Esav the brachas. And Rivka said no. Rivka said, Esav is not as righteous as you think he is. Yaakov, despite the fact that right now he's not surrounded by Rishoyim, but the time will come when Yaakov will go out into the world and he will be surrounded by Rishoyim. Yaakov, due to the fact that he is absorbing all this Kedusha now by learning Torah, he'll be able to withstand he'll be able to stand up against the rest of the world. And as we know, Yaakov got the brachas. Indirect way, but he got the brachas. Says the Chassam Sofer, the brachas were not chal on Yaakov. They did not take effect on Yaakov, because Yaakov was not, at the time, was not deserving of the brachas. In order to be deserving of these brachas, you need to be out there in the world and to stand up against the rest of the world. To sit in the oil and to learn Torah, Yom HaValayla, you can't be zecha to the brachas. Not these brachas. It wasn't until Yaakov had to run away from Esav and go to Lavan and be with that Rasha Lavan and still maintain his tzitkus and observe Tarayag mitzvahs, that's when he was zeichet to the brachas. So the message Yaakov sent to Esav was, Shkoyach, if not for you, I would never have been zeichet to the brachas. I would have sat in the oil and learned the Yom HaLaila, and I would never be zeichet to the brachas. Because you chased me away from the house, I had to run away from you, and I had to go to Lavan. If Lavan garati, v'tayag mitzvah shamarati, I lived with Lavan and I observed all 613 mitzvahs, now I was zeichet to the brachas. So, not only did I take the brachas, but you were the one that caused the brachas to take effect. That's what the Medrash calls machzik bosnei hakelev. That's starting up with Esav.
Rashi says because he sent him all the animals to tell him he didn't get the brachas, he didn't get
the shmari yaretz. Dovaracher, says Rashi. Andre pshat. Now, the key word here with being zeichet to the brachas is being, meaning one needs to be an Esav's world, but one needs to be a Yaakov. Meaning one needs to be able to maintain their righteousness while being in Esav's world. If somebody goes into Esav's world and connects to Esav's world, then obviously there's no bracha. And that's the danger of going into Esav's world, right? Because when we go into Esav's world, we tend to connect to Esav's world. Our avodah as Yidden is, despite the fact that we're in Esav's world, we cannot afford to connect to Esav. We have to make sure that we maintain our Yiddishkeit in Esav's world and not to connect to that world. And that is what Yaakov was afraid of. When Rivka told Yaakov to go get the brachas, and Yaakov knew that in order to be zoichet to these brachas, he's going to have to go into Esav's world, or to Laban's world, whichever world you want to call it. Yaakov was afraid. Who says, I'll be able to maintain my tzidkas in Esav's world? And that's what Yaakov said to Rivka. I'm afraid that I'm afraid this is all going to be a curse, not a blessing. And Rivka responded, and if you look into the Unklus, Targum Unklus, Unklus says, I was told by Nevua that it will not be a klala for you. Meaning, Yaakov has the ability to withstand Esav's world, not to connect to it, and to be able to go through Esav's world and to maintain his tzidkus. So, a yid going into Esav's world and maintaining their tzidkus is zoicha to the brachas. A yid going into Esav's world and connecting to Esav's world, then chas v'shalom, it's a klala, not a bracha. Now we know that Yaakov is called Yaakov because Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. His hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. So Yaakov's name is really Yud Ekev. Now if you put a Vav into Yaakov's name, like it's written in this pasuk, it's Yud Akoiv. Now what's the difference between Ekev and Akoiv? Akoiv is Rosh HaTevis. Alai klala v'loy bracha. Chas v'shalom. Right? That it, when there is a vav, which the vav is vav achibur, right? The what a vav accomplishes is it attaches, it vav represents attachment. And you want to say this and this. You say zeh v'zeh, right? To attach the two words. Right? So when there's a vav in Yaakov's name, which represents Yaakov is attaching himself to Esav's world, then chas v'shalom, it's alai klala v'loy bracha. It's ayin kuf vav veis. But if there is no vav in Yaakov's name, it's only Yud Ekev. Ekev is Rosh HaTevis, alai kila l'scha b'ni. That's what Rivka answered. Alai kila l'scha b'ni, I have a nevuah that no klala will attach to you. And that's because there is no vav achibur. There is no vav of attaching to Esav's world. And now we understand why specifically, only in the parasha of Klolos, is Yaakov mentioned with a vav. When is it alai klala v'alai bracha? When there's a vav. When is there a klala chas v'shalom? When we attach ourselves to Esav's world. So, Klal Yisrael sent a message to Melech Adam, and that was Alpi Adibur. And the message was, Nabra no ba'artzecha. And this is not just a message for that time. It is a message for all times. We will pass through your Artzias, Edom, which is Esav. We will pass through your earthliness. Le'nishta meva air. We're not going to attached to you in any way. We're not going to deviate to the right, to the left. We have a mission. We're going through your land, but we're not attaching ourselves to you. Now, when Esav went into Yitzchak, Yitzchak told Esav, Al charbecha tichya. You will live on your cherev. What is Esav's cherev? What is Esav's sword? How does Esav overcome Yaakov? The letters cherev are the same letters as chiber. The sword of Esav is to get Yaakov to attach that. That is Esav's sword. That's Esav's weapon against us. When he gets us to attach to him, cherev, the same letters as chiber. So, when we sent this message to Edom that we only want to pass through, we're not going to drink from the bear. We're just going to pass through. We're not going to attach ourselves to you. Edom said, "Loi savler bi." Don't just pass through me. I've got a cherev against you. I want you to attach to me. And Bnei Yisrael responded, you know what? Okay, we'll have some meber. We'll pay for it. Says the Medrash, b'ischabercha im Rasha. You connected to the Rasha. Paratzal kimas masacha. You had no right to connect to the Rasha. That's the cherev of Esav. Aharon HaKohen's avodah was kiruv rechaikim. He brought close those that were distant. And the emphasis is, that is the avodah of Klal Yisrael, is to bring that is distant close. Meaning, we go into Esav's world, we're involved in matters of Gashmias. Gashmias are things that are distant from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. When we use Gashmias for the sake of Avodas Hashem, instead of us attaching ourselves to the Gashmias, we make sure that the Gashmias attaches to us. Instead of us lowering ourselves, we elevate the Gashmias. That is Kiruv Rechaikim. Right, Kiruv Rechaikim can be with people. Kiruv Rechaikim can be with matters, with everything in the world. That's what we're here for. That's why Hashem placed us in this lowly world, to take Gashmias and bring it close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam by using it for Ruchnias. When we attached ourselves to Melech Edom, when we attached ourselves to the world of Esav, that is the exact opposite. That is the antithesis of Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen is Mekarav Rechaikim. He brings the distant close, and we were Merachik, the Kraven. So, Bezchabercho im Rosha, Paratz Alakim as Masar. When we connected to the Rosha, that's when Aharon HaKohen was taken away from us. We're about to have the Yontif of Sukkos. So, the Yontif of Sukkos, what is the Sukkah for? The Sukkah is Zecher Lanani HaKovet. It's to commemorate the clouds of glory. Lanani HaKovet, we had the Schus of Aharon HaKohen. So, how do we commemorate the Lanani HaKovet? What do we do in the Sukkah? We eat and we drink and we sleep. We do all matters of Gashmias in the Sukkah. Right? Why? Because that's what Aharon HaKohen is about. To be Mekarev Rechaikim. If our eating becomes a mitzvah, and our drinking becomes a mitzvah, and our sleeping becomes a mitzvah, then we've brought back the Anani HaKovet. We brought back the clouds of glory, which are in the schus of Aharon HaKohen. So that is why there's a vav in this pasuk. Zacharti is Bris Yaakov. Now, the Baal Tunim brings from the Medrash that the word af only appears by Yitzchak and by Avram. It says, "Vazacharti es brisi Yaakov, va'af es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Avram ezkar." Af is not mentioned by Yaakov. And the Medrash says, why not? It's because even though in this pasuk the word af means also. I remember the covenant of Yaakov, and also the covenant of the Yitzchak, and also the covenant of Avraham. But Af has another definition. Af means anger. V'chara Af Hashem b'chem. Right? Af means anger. And the Medrash says that there's only anger with Avraham and Yitzchak. There's no anger with Yaakov. Because Avraham and Yitzchak both had children that were Rishayim. But Yaakov didn't. Yaakov was Mitosa Shalema. Yaakov's, all Yaakov's children were holy. Now, although these matters are Soid Hashem, the mystery of the Rabbeinu Shalem, why Avraham and Yitzchak had children Rishoyim and Yaakov didn't. And the Kabbalah talk about this. But on a very down-to-earth level, I'd like to suggest a reason, which I think there's something very, very important we could take from this. And although I'm talking about the Oveis HaKadoshim, I believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah so we can learn things from this, from the Torah. We're all very, very familiar that when Yaakov Avinu came to Har HaMoriah when he was leaving Be'er Sheva and going to Choron, he came to the Makom HaMikdash. It says in the pasuk, "Vayikach me'avnei Hamakom," he took from the stones of the place, "Vayosam al Hashoyisam," and he placed it by his head. "Vayishkav Makom Ahu." So then it says, he took the stone that he had placed by his head. So Rashi asks, the Chazal asks, it says, first he took stones. Now it said when he went to sleep, and now when he woke up, it says he took the stone. So famous Rashi, originally he took stones. But the stones started arguing with each other. They started arguing with each other. Tzalik shalayami, tzalik shalayami. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evanacha. So Hashem made it all into one stone. So what's going on here? Stones arguing. Stones don't argue with each other. Yeah, well, what does this all mean? The Shini V'Rav was a son of the sons of Rav. The oldest son. And the Shin of Rav had, his menhagim were totally different than the menhagim of the sons of Rav. It's actually a story that my great-great-grandfather, Matalana Steiblin, was a son-in-law of the sons of Rav, the oldest son-in-law. And Matalana Steiblin was one of the poiske, one of the gedolei hador. So he once came to visit his father-in-law. He once came to Sons to visit his father-in-law. And his father-in-law was so excited that his son-in-law, that Ramatlan Estaipa came to visit him, that when the Chazan came to Hamavorchas, Am Yisrael Bar Shalom, when he finished the Shemoneh Esrei during the week, the sons of Rav gave a clap that they should not say Tachna. Ramatlan is here, it's a Yontif. No Tachna should be said. Immediately, the Shini V'Rav, who was there, the sons of Rav's eldest son, gave a clap that he asks a minion to please come outside with him to say Tachna. So Ramatullah was there, couldn't believe the chutzpah of the Shin of Rav. In his father's Bismadrish, to give a clap and to take a minion now when his father just said not to say tachra? He didn't say anything. The Sanzerov walked over to the Matala after davening and he said to him, I don't know how I was zeich to such a holy son. So the Matala answered, it's no wonder to me. Anyway, that story was almost forgotten. And about 30 years later, the Matala and his Stipler traveled to visit his brother-in-law in Shinyeva. The Shinyeva Rav had become Shinyeva Rav. And he went to visit his brother-in-law Shinyeva. And the Shinyeva Rav was so excited that the Matala and his Stipler came to visit him that when it came to Hamavarach, his Am Yisrael Vashalayim, he gave a clap and said that they shouldn't say Tachna. So after davening, Shinivarov went over to the Shinivarov and said, what in the world is going on here? 30 years ago, I came to visit the Sanzerov, your father, and he said not to say Tachna, and you took a minion out to say Tachna, and now you did the exact same thing as your father. So Shinivarov said, I'll tell you what happened. The night before you arrived in Sanz, I had a dream. The dream was, Shinyeva Rav had a dream that his father was going to pass away. So the Shinyeva Rav said, I said to the Bezen Shalmala, you can't take my father because there is no one to replace him. He does not have a Malamokim. So they said, what do you mean? You're a perfect Mamalamakam for your father. So I said to them, I can't be Mamalamakam because I conduct myself totally different than he does. Whatever he does, I do the opposite. The first opportunity I had to prove my point was when my father said not to say Tachna. So the Maratla said, now I understand what your father meant when he came over to me afterwards and said, I don't know how I was zech to such a holy son. So the Shinivrav said to the Maratla, as a result of that tachnun, I added 22 years to my father's life. But anyway, the Shinivrav wasn't just with the tachnun. He had every single minute that his father did, he did the opposite. He was mama. He had a totally different derech. And when Shinivro was asked by people, why do you conduct yourself different than your father? He never told them about the dream. What he told them was, I do exactly what my father did. My father didn't conduct himself like his father. And I don't conduct myself like my father. The Sanzerov's father was a Masnagid. And the Sanzerov became a Chassid. So my father doesn't conduct himself like his father, and I don't conduct myself like my father. Now, what the Shinivrov said is a tremendous emes to it. And that is that we know that children follow by example. And if children see that their father is a follower, then they will be followers too. But if the child sees that their father has his own derech, then the child is going to choose their own derech too. That's what they learn from their father. You know, my father doesn't do like his father, I'm not going to do like my father. Avraham Avinu did not have a Rebbe. He wasn't a follower. He was an innovator. He came up with this whole derech of Avodas Hashem all on his own. And his two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael, looked at this and they said, we're not going to do like our father either. He didn't do like his father. We're not going to do like our father. So Yitzchak chose for himself a new derech. Avraham Avinu's derech was Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak's derech was Midas HaDin. It was totally opposite of his father. And Yishmael took a totally different derech altogether. The derech of wickedness. Now, it came to Yitzchak's children. So, Esav said, my father didn't do like his father. I'm not going to do like my father either. And he went off to his own wicked way. And Yaakov Avinu up until the point that he came to Har HaMoria, also was going to take his own derech. And perhaps that's why he didn't stop at Har HaMoria in the first place, right? The Rashi says he went straight to Choron. He didn't even bother stopping. And then he came to the, you know what? Something's wrong here. Something caused the Yishmael. Something caused an Esav. I've got to fix this. So he came to Har HaMoria. This was the place of the peak of the Avodah of Avraham and Yitzchak. This was the place of the Akedah. And Yaakov Avinu decided then that he's going to follow in the derech of his avos. And we know that the derech of Yaakov, which is Tiferes, is a mizug, it's a combination of Avraham's derech and Yitzchak's derech. It's a combination of chesed and din. Chesed and din together is Tiferes. So Yaakov Avinu was a follower. And as a result, his children saw, our father is a follower. We're going to be followers too. And he was zeichet to mitos hashlem. Rashi in Parshas Vayechi explains the pasuk Mishom Roya Evan Yisrael, says Rashi, I just mentioned this a couple weeks ago in Shul, Rashi says that Evan is, the word Evan, which we interpret as stone, is really a combination of two words, Av Ben, father, son. So the word Evan represents a Mesoira, from father to son, a tradition from father to son. Yaakov Avinu came to this place, but there were two Mesoiras in this place. There was the Mesoira of Avram, which is Chesed, and the Mesoira of Yitzchak, which is Din. He took me Avnei Hamakom, he took both Mesoiras of this place, and he wanted to make it as his Derech. And each one wanted Yaakov to take their derech. Avram wanted Yaakov to take his derech. Yitzchak wanted Yaakov to take his derech. His chila merivo, zoom zoom. Each Evan wanted Yaakov to take on his derech. What did Rabbi Nishtalim do? Rabbi Nishtalim said, you can make it all one Evan. These two Avanim can become one. It can become Midas Tiferes. And that became the mid of Yaakov Avinu. That is the. That's why Af is not mentioned by Yaakov, only by Avraham and Yitzchak. And and we have to know that if we want our children to be followers, they have to see us being followers too. They have to see us consulting with our Rebbeim on matters and not making up things on our own. And when they see that, they will reach and follow, and we'll be all bizoicha to see tremendous nachas from our children. Efter the helfen, and the schus of following the Darkei Avos, which this is what all this, the Akedah and the Rabbeinu Shlom is all about, we should be zoicha to the schus of should be making upon us, we should all be zoicha to ksivach simatoyva and agit gemesh zion.